Ever. So I want to discuss the halachos of oblech with you today. And in order to do that, we're going to have to return to the last piece of Gemara that we learned with Rashi, etc. So turn to the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. It's the first wide line. Right, the Gemara says, we learned this Gemara. This is the Gemara that's the basis for the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rif and the Balei HaTosis about whether we pass by Chananya. So it's excuse me, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, first wide line. Thank you. So Gemara says, Ibayelahu, Mahu Lismochba. Right. So Shaila is, can you do smicha? The Gemara says probably Mahu Lismochla, not ba. Whatever. Tocha v'gavos asar v'lismoch shaper dami, odumaloshna. But do I say that Tocha and Gaba is Usser, meaning if it's not Garifakatum, so therefore I can't leave the pot on Tocha or Gaba, right? But that would imply that Smicha is okay, or maybe Loshna, or maybe there's no difference. And the Gemara brings a raya from the Shtei Kiros HaMaskimos that you have these two range tops. And one is Grufuk Tuma, the other is not. So I could leave the pot on the one that is Grufuk Tuma. So we see that smicha is permitted next to a fire that's not Grufuk Tuma. So I think where there's no raya from that case, because in that case, since the pot is up on the range, Kevan de Medalia, Shalat Ba'avira. Right? So in that case, the air gets to it. So therefore, it cools down more. Therefore, there's less of a concern of Shamichat Begacholam. That's that Gemara. Then the Gemara brings another raya, Toshma, that Rav Safra says, in the name of Rav Chiya, Katma v'Neslabsa, Somchin la, Mekayimin aleha, Not lemimeno, Machazirin la. Right? If you did Ktima, and then Nislabsa, and then the fire goes up around it. So I do Ktima, I put the ashes on, and apparently the fire goes down for a minute, but then the fire burns again. So then I'm allowed to do smicha. Shmami katma in lo katmalo. The Gemara says, I see that by smicha also you need katima. So Gemara says, well, ulatamech, etc., etc., etc. And the pashtus is that this is a good raya in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara tries to say, well, you can't say that there's any raya from smicha because we only have smicha based on the halacha in that brisa that you can leave the food there. The Gemara says, no, not when they're machziren, it's both the same place, but smicha and hachazara are two different places. So it seems like there's a raya that smicha is permitted next to a kira that is not garf and katam. But that is the halacha, the way it seems. Then the Gemara at the bottom of the page, or two lines in the bottom, Amr of Yitzchak bar Nachmanim, excuse me. The Gemara says, "My haviyala," four lines in the bottom, right? My haviyala, like what's the halacha? The Ritva learns that the shaila of my haviyala is whether the dichoy that we gave is a good dichoy. In other words, first the Gemara tries to prove that smicha is mutter next to a kira that's not garfakatum. The Gemara rejects the proof, right? So we want to know, is the rejection a good rejection or not? And we bring a raya from Kirshi Sikua Begesu Be'etim Somchala Ein Mekaim Elam Ken Grufa Ktuma, etc. Right, so the halacha we paskin that smicha is mutter next to an oven that is not garufakatum. Look at Rashi for a minute. Gaba. Right, the Rashi is like seven lines in the bottom. If you remember, the Gemara's shaila is, what's the din of smicha next to an oven that's not garfakatum? Zok the Gemara, maybe only tocha and gaba is aser, but not smicha. Right? We pointed out that it could be that those rishonim who bring a raya from this Gemara, they say, oh, tocha the gaba, the fact that gaba and tocha are mentioned together means we're obviously not talking about hachazara, right? Against the way Tosis tries to be dochet. But let's define the term gaba. How does Rashi define the word gaba? So we get a Rambam. How does Rashi define the word gaba?
Some sort of covering
on the fire, right? Rashi writes, like, Gaba could mean, right, Ovisfasa, either on the, let's say, lips of the oven, or Okisli Sha'al Chalala, or cover on top of the Chalal, on top of the airspace of the oven. That is all called Al Gaba. That's what Rashi says. That would seem to be that if I have, let's say, a fire, and I have a cover on the fire.
Wait, is this cover directly on the fire? Or is it covered by the Kira?
So in Rashi's case, the cover is on the Kira. But even so, Rashi says the pot on top of the cover, on top of, this is the Kira. So fire here, right? There's like walls. Pot is on top of the cover. Zakt Rashi, that is called Gaba. Right? In other words, the halacha views something on top of a cover, on top of a fire, as being the same as directly on the fire. Right? That's what the Gemara says, that tocha v'gaba requires garifakatum. And gaba, Rashi learns, does not mean that the pot is... Gaba does not mean that the pot is directly on the coals. Gaba, according to Rashi, means that the pot is on top of a piece of metal, let's say, on the coals.
But then with the cover, not just, that's not smicha. I mean, smicha is this way, not
so top. Apparently smicha is this way, not this way, right? Because being directly on top of the fire is hotter. Fire rises.
Wouldn't the airspace still?
So according to Rashi, the fact that there's a little bit of airspace doesn't seem to matter much. And it still is called Al-Gaba. Right? It's the sense of it's not Shalit Ba'avira. Remember, the fact that I have a cover on top of the Kira means that there's really no airspace. You have a fire here, and you have a cover here. There's no air that's flowing in and out, because all of this is Kira. Right? So there's no air that's flowing in and out. And Rashi says that putting something on top of the cover of the oven is called Al-Gaba. That's what you state in Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes that if I have a tavshil which is not fully cooked, and chamin which is not fully cooked, or it's fully cooked but it's still mitzdamek v'yafalo, ein mashen oso al gabe ha'esh b'shabbos. You can't do shehiya on top of the esh. You get the impression from the Rambam that gaba means al gabe ha'esh, which means directly on the fire.
As opposed to the kira for Rashi.
What?
As opposed to Rashi
is saying that Al-Gaba means it's on top of a kisui on the kira. The Rambam sounds like he's saying that Al-Gaba means it's directly on the fire. Now, this is not my diuk in Rashi versus the Rambam. Look in the first Bir Halacha in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Aleph. The Bir Halacha is the first one. The Bir Halacha is Dibur Hamasto Litain. Okay. Well, yeah, it says Litain Aleha. Again, the Mechaber says if I have a Kira, which is Asuya Kikadera, and you put one pot on the top, and there's a place to put two pots, etc., Imhuska Begefes Shipsula, Shipsolas Shosesim, if it's fired with this gefes or etzim, also litain olel tavshil. Right, that's basically our mishnah. Right, if I have a kira with gefes and etzim, I can't put a tavshil on it. Zak Rashi, what does litain olel mean? Zak the bir halacha. I'm sorry, litain olel Bialacha writes, Hainu, al gav hakira, vigaba nikra, ovi hadafanos, vikoshekein negel chalau hakira mumaila. Right, basically, he's quoting Rashi, but he is adding the words kol shekein. He's saying that if I have a pot, neged chala hakira, that is called agaba. Va'afilom hi mechusa b'kisuya umamida ala kisui. And even if it is on top of the cover, ken kasa Rashi v'daf lamed zayin and the tour, etc. Right? So the Bir Halacha is saying that according to Rashi, it's called algaba when you have a cover directly on the fire. Ach, mi divrei harambam, paragimo halacha dalet, shekasev ein mashen oso algabi ha'esh b'shabes, ayin sham, mashen l'chored algabi kisui ein b'chlau algaba. De efshar duhu kimo shim kisa gecholim be'efer, damrinan de mistoma shuv he'siach daitu mimenu, v'lo asi l'chtuye. The Rambam sounds like if I have a pot that is on the fire directly, so that is called algaba. But if the pot is on a cover on the fire, that's not called algaba. The raya that a pot on the cover on the fire is not algaba, right? Again, by the cover, I mean the oven, cover on top. He's saying that there's a machlokas Rashi and Rambam. The raya that according to the Rambam, that a pot on top of a cover on the fire is not called algaba, is because even if I'd sprinkle some ashes on the fire, it's mutter. That's katma. So kol shekein, if I have, let's say, a piece of metal directly on the fire, it's no worse than katma. Right, so the Bir Halacha,
no worse.
If Katma is a kula, that I could put a pot directly on the coals, once I sprinkled some ashes on those coals, so certainly if I have a more significant thing, if I have, let's say, a piece of metal on the coals, and I put the pot on it, that is certainly going to be permitted, according to the Rambam.
Do ashes conduct heat?
Probably not.
So wouldn't that be a pesi v'chalik? Or it's, yes. It's more significant, but it's...
In other words, it could be that it's more significant, but at the same time, the ashes don't conduct heat, and the metal does conduct heat. Or to say it better, we saw Rashi at the beginning of the Perek, when Rashi spoke about yitain efer, right? The Rashi in the Mishnah, that says that the ashes which I put on the gecholim lechasosan, right, ule tzaninam, right, the ashes actually cool down the coals. So there is room to be mechalik and say that maybe a piece of metal will not help, even according to the Rambam. And that's what the Chazon Ish says. Meaning to say, right, the pashtus of our Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is that what we call a blech does not help. Right? Because remember, the idea of a blech, I can't put a pot al gaba. Right? I need gar fakatum. Rashi says that if I have a cover on the kira and the pot is on the cover, that's not called gar fakatum. That is mamish called algaba, according to Rashi. That means that a blech doesn't help. The Mishnah Brura says, yeah, according to Rashi, a blech doesn't help, but according to Maimonides, a blech does help. Right? Again, he's not using the word blech, but what we call a blech, a piece of metal on the fire, would not help according to Rashi, but would help according to the Rambam. Michal's being super frum. Right, chumras and says mechuva. So Michal is saying, well, maybe even according to the Rambam, a blech does not help, because the Mishnah Berurah's raya is that if ashes on top of the fire helps, certainly the blech helps.
I feel like
now, yeah.
But with the ashes being put on, I'm assuming that if it cools it down, like it's one thing for you like just put the ashes on and then put it directly on versus 2 hours, like an hour later. I don't think that like it not all the time should be the same.
So okay, next time you make a barbecue, do an experiment. Okay, take some dirt and put it on the coals. It will cool the coals down very quickly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the mitzvah. I'm not like an expert barbecuer, but I think that's the way it works. But the point is, our blechs today, the pashtus is do not work according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's debatable if they work. So now we are what we call afgahaktitzaris, right? Because we use blechs. And we assume that a blech permits shehiya, for the
you
food.
Put a thing in between.
We put a thing.
The
so
no, meaning you have the fire. And
so
the
if
fire
I would have the fire and have a blech supported on some, like, I don't know, something that like, so the blech is raised above it. So that's called the chazanish blech. Right? The Chazanish says that the blech has to be in a way that there's like some air that goes through it. So the kisui al-gabov is mamish colder. One of my students, I have a guy in my shiur who's like a rabbi groupie. So he like hung out, Akiva Ackerman, I don't know if you know him. So he's a groupie, trust me. So Akiva Ackerman told me he once was in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's kitchen and he saw the weirdest type of blech. The blech was like supported on like these stilts. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, makes perfect sense. Reb Chaim is a nephew of the Chazanish. This is a Chazanish blech. The Chazanish has an essay in Simin Lamed Zayin in the Sefer, Os Yud Aleph. He writes, Ha Shehiya Shenohagim Po Ba'artzenu HaKedosha, that they just have a piece of metal on top of the fire. So the Chazanish says it doesn't work. Rashi says it doesn't work. Even according to the Rambam, may not work. Chick, check, boom.
So the supports be metal?
Yeah, probably. In other words,
airspace, or even if it
I think it's a din having airspace. The fact that like it conducts heat off at the side, right. Still the top is going to be cooler than it would be if it's directly on it.
The deli roll is never hot.
The deli roll is never, but you have a regular blech directly on the fire, no?
No, over the things.
Over the tripods.
Yeah, we work on these shoes.
Right, so if it's over the tripods, it could be that all of our Watching Heights ovens are better than, in other words, because we have like the tripods which are somewhat elevated, there is going to be some air between the blech and the, right? your pot does not go on the fire directly. We have like stove grates. So the stove grates support the pot and there's going to be some air that gets through it. So one could make a strong case that our Washington Heights blechs ovens, whatever they are, our Washington Heights range tops with blechs, are better than, let's say, the ones in, I don't know, where I grew up, like in the Five Towns. So you don't have like those old-fashioned landlord-given truck. Right, the electric one is going to be much worse because it's mamish directly on the fire. Now, just words of the wise, like don't put a piece of metal directly on your electric burner because you're likely to crack it. That these electric things have like the glass,
mm-hmm.
Right? So you have to know what you're doing if you're going to do that, or else you could end up cracking the thing. Okay, but that's like, so what's the story of our blechs? Is there a heter for our blechs? So in order to analyze this sugya, we have to figure out what is the reason why a blech works in general. Remember, a blech permits shehiya if the food is not kemaychol ben drusay, according to Ashkenazim. A blech permits shehiya if the food is not mevushal kol sarko emitztamek viralo, according to Sfardim. A blech helps for hachazara, according to everybody, providing that the food is fully cooked. But you can't do hachazara if the food is not fully cooked. Right? So a blech is like an important thing in Judaism. But a blech seems to not be pashat. So what's the heter of a blech? How does it work? So the theme, there seems to be three different shitos in how a blech works. Three shitos. Let's go. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, excuse me. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Is that where it is? Yeah. So why is it? That the blech helps. So Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes Lefikach. Let's just read the last couple lines in this Rambam. You have the Rambam Lefikach. Im garaf ha'esh or kisa esh hakira be'efer b'ne'ores pishtan. If you cover the fire with ashes or some flax, whatever, oshe imamu hagecholim, right? Or the coals begin to wane. If the coals begin to wane, alpi halacha, that's the same as garaf katam, because when the coals begin to wane, if I really would want the fire, I would take my bellows, right? Take my mouth and I'd blow the house down, right? And I would blow it to make the fire get stronger. The fact that I don't do that, right, when the coals begin to wane, means that the waning coals have the din of garfa katam.
Shouldn't there be a fear that, like,
shemay kata
tikkalim?
So you would think that there's a fear of shemay kata tikkalim, but the fear of shemay kata tikkalim is only that I'm going to stoke the coals in order to make things hotter, in order that my pot should continue to cook, etc. Right? If I don't really, and we'll read the Rambam when he speaks this out in a minute, right? But if I don't care that the fire is so hot, so that is considered garaf katam.
Is that because the food is already at a certain threshold, either ma'achal ben yusai or fully
cooked? Remember, if the food is ma'achal ben yusai fully cooked, it's mutter even without a blech. Even without garaf katam.
Right?
For the Rambam, it has to be fully cooked and mitznamek for ra'lo. But the point is, if I'm not at that area, I need garaf and katam to permit it. Right? Zuck the Rambam, and it's based on the Gemara that we'll see like on Amud Beis, that not only garaf and katam helps, but even gecholam she'imamu, even when the coals begin to wane, that counts as katam. Right? The Rambam writes, sharei henke mechusas be'efer, o she'sikur be'kashar gavava, or be'glori be'himadaka. Right. Alternatively, if I light the oven not with eitzim or na'oras pishtan, if I use like paper, I use straw. So in that case, sharei ein sham gecholam bo'aros. Right. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Hareza mutter lishos alaha. Sharei hisiach daito mizeh hatavshil ve'ein gozun sham yechate ba'esh. Right. The Rambam is saying that the reason why garaf and katam helps is because I'm mesiach das from the tavshil. Right? Meaning, according to the Rambam, the lomdus of garfa katam is that I don't care about this food in the sense of I don't care that this food is super hot. If I would really care that the food is super hot, I would not put those ashes on it. If I really care that the food be super hot, I would blow those coals when they begin to wane. I wouldn't let them go out. The fact that I let them go out shows that I don't care if it begins to wane. Right? In other words, I don't need the pot to be so hot. That's why the Rambam learns it. The lumdus of garfa katam is called hesach hadas. Look in the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes in the Ramach. The Ramach was a 14th century Provençal Rishon. If you remember, the Rambam gets to Provence in the year 1192, right? The Ravid dies in 1197, so the Ravid only had 5 years to write all of his notes on the Rambam. Right? Does Dr. Canafog also teach this, or is this only taught by Dr. Soloveitchik when I was young?
I wasn't
there.
Yeah, he's only holding
an Revuelic. We'll quote Revuelic later, so it's okay. But, I mean, the Rambam comes to Provence in the year 1192, and he takes over Provence. Provence is like the French Riviera, right? So the people in Provence get totally obsessed with the Rambam. and they're writing commentaries on the Rambam. The Sefer HaBatim, and the Ramach is Reb Moshe HaKohen, who wrote a commentary on the Rambam and Sefer Zmanim. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramach, and he writes, Kosef Ramach, Tzorich Iyun, Hechi Siach Daito, Shebedaito La'achla Balayla. Frek the Ramach, what do you mean? Rambam, you're saying you may Siach Das. You give up on the food? I'm not giving up on the food. I'm going to eat the food. Right? I'm going to eat the food tonight. What do you mean I'm giving up on the food? Umiro Askinon, the Eno Tavshon Acher, Ki Imze. Right? Presumably the case is that you have only this one food. Right? In other words, the Ramach is suggesting that maybe it's Hesiach Das because I have another pot. No? I have another food. So I'm Hesiach Das from this one. So says the Kesef Mishnah B'Shem the Ramach. No, isn't the case that this is your only pot? Rather, V'tam HaNachon Mishum De Ovid Kevan De Garif Okatum De Lo Asi Lech Tuye V'chem Pirshu Rabbosai. The correct reason why it's permitted is because you made it like Garif Okatum V'yesh Lomar L'das Rabbeinu Dikim lehul rabbanon shekosha garaf hu meisiach daito. The Ramach doesn't say things very clearly. He says, according to the Rambam, the pshat is that you're meisiach das. He says, I have a different reason. He's not abundantly clear what his reason is.
The reason sounds similar to the Rambam.
It sounds very similar. Well, the last two lines is exactly the same as the Rambam. The two lines before that, where he says, "V'tam hanachon mishum de'ovid kevan de'garach okatam de'lo asi lechtuye." Since I did garach okatam, so I'm not going to come to be mechata. But it doesn't explain why. Many understand the Ramach that what the Ramach means is that garach okatam helps as a hecker.
That's a have in bracket.
In your, also I think in the Franco Rambam, they have that yeah. Yours is from the Franco, or?
This is unfortunately not from the Franco, but it would be if I had my own.
But I mean, in the Bar Ilan, they have in brackets, Kevin the Oven Hecker. Mm-hmm. Right? That means that the Ramach is giving a different rationale for Garf and Katum. Garf and Katum is not based on Hesach Hadas, but Garif Okatam is based on Hecker.
Doesn't that fit better as Shemi
Yechata? Maybe. I mean, in other words, what this would mean is that there's no concern of Shemi Yechata because I'm going to have something reminding me not to be Mechata. For the Rambam, there's no concern of Shemi Yechata because since I don't care about it being so hot, so therefore I'm not worried Shemi Yechata.
What if that actual like metal be that thing there? More of a hecker than a big
garf or custom. Is that Moshe Feinstein? But before we get there, we just have to remind ourselves that Rashi has a third shita. Right? Rashi shita seems to be that the lumdis of garf or custom is just that it cools down. Garf in the sense of I take the coals out. Katam, right? Rashi says she yitzaninam. We had the other girsa in the Rashi on the Rif lechabosan instead of lechasosan. But according to Rashi, the idea is that cools down. According to the Rambam, the idea is hesach hadas. According to the Ramach, the idea is heker. So now, if I want to plug this in, does a blech, in the sense of a piece of metal on top of a range top, does that give me coolas? Okay, so let's plug this in.
I mean, for the Ramach, yes.
For the Ramach, yeah. But for the Rambam, l'chayre not, right? L'chayre doesn't show that I'm a siach das. And according to Rashi, also presumably not. So if Moshe Feinstein the tshuva, Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Gimel.
I mean, for a blech, with Sony, like, it's not going to be cold, but it's colder than it would be. So
this is the question. Like, how much colder is it? Is it significantly colder enough? Like, for the Rambam, the idea of Hesach Hadas sounds like it's cool enough that you don't care that it's hot. for Rashi that it has to cool down, one could possibly argue that when they have a piece of metal there, because now the fire is diffused, it like spreads out over a wider area, so therefore there's going to be less intense heat. One could make that case within Rashi. I don't think it's so reasonable, but it's not impossible. But according to the Ramach, certainly our blech should help because it's a heker. So the reason why a blech helps for us, bizman hazeh l'cha'ora, is because we are relying on the Ramach that a blech helps as a heker.
Why don't we just... The conversation of chumras.
The conversation of what?
Of chumras.
Chumras, yes.
Why don't we just do a chazon ish blech that way?
I don't think this is an easy chumra. In other words, I think... I think it does impact on your own Shabbos. The food is probably considerably cooler.
Isn't that kind of the point?
Right, but remember my rush, or the Mishnah Berurah's rush. They came and she saw a dukim ba'onik Shabbos. Like, right? So there's a tension.
I hear it.
Right? So there is a tension over here. So that's the first nekuda here. So our blech l'chora helps based on heker, which is the Ramach, but it probably does not help according to the Rambam, and it may or may not help according to Rashi in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, which is not easy to understand. I think some people have pointed this out already on page 137 in this. I find the Hebrew actually easier to understand, largely because naturally I read Hebrew more slowly than I read English. And this is not a book that, like, I see stuff in English, I read it quickly, and then I'm like, I didn't understand the word the man said. Right? So if it's in Hebrew, like, I'll read it slower, and like, oh, okay, talk of that. So Rabbi Willig writes page 137, the Bir Halacha proves from Rashi that a flat cover is not like covering with coals. In defense of our practice of using a blech, we can suggest that the ovens of the Talmudic era had wide openings. One could not cook on top of the oven unless there was a cover to prevent the pot from falling to the bottom. Since this cover was used regularly, its presence would not remind a person not to stoke the coals. A blech, however, is not used during the week and thus can serve as a reminder. Right, what Rabbi Willig is basically saying is what we've been saying, that a blech helps because it's a heker. Rashi says putting it on top of the kisui doesn't help. Yeah, that's because of Rabbi Willig. They always had this kisui. In their times, you can't cook without the kisui. By us, we can. We do it all week.
So even for Rashi, our modern day
blech. Rabbi Willig is saying that even according to Rashi, our modern day blech is fine because he says it's mamish a heker. It's very debatable whether this is true because mehechatesi Rashi holds it a heker reason. Right? We show that that's the Ramach's reason. Right? Rabbi Willig is saying what Rav Moshe says. I don't know why he doesn't quote this Rav Moshe. Right? Rav Moshe is in Chiel Kavsim and Tzadi Gimel. He doesn't quote the Rav Moshe. I don't understand why. But okay, that's what Rabbi Wallach holds.
Wait, now, can I ask a question? We mentioned this a little bit in the beginning about how, like, the different terminologies and structures that Chazal had are just like not parallel to what we have.
Yeah.
So, to what extent are you able to make arguments like this? Like, the Metzias was different, so now the Halacha, like, how far reaching is that?
So again, I think it has to be a reasonable argument. So I think in this case, it's very reasonable that they could not use their kira unless there's a cover. So therefore, it had to be covered. Therefore, it's different than ours. But at the same time, I'm not sure that that will help in Rashi world, because the critical issue according to Rashi is that it cools it down. By the way, this would emerge exactly the opposite of the way the Mishnah Berurah said it, no? The Mishnah Berurah sounded like, according to the Rambam, a piece of metal works. According to Rashi, it doesn't work. Right? Now what we're saying is that according to the Rambam, it shouldn't work, because according to the Rambam, it's Mesiach Das. That's the reasoning behind it. But according to Rashi, Yesh Ladon. Again, I'm inclined that according, and Rav Rimon says it my way, that according to the Ramach, our blech definitely works. Rav Moshe and that Shuvah and Simon Sadi Gimel doesn't get like under the hood of the Rishonim, of like the Ramach and Rashi and the Rambam, but he says just that a heker works because, that a blech works because it's a heker.
Let's say for the Rambam, like, when he says like, it's Hesek Hadas, could it be like, because all that Shema Yichadah, but maybe like having this hacker would also get to the same point. If I have a blech, like that will be a reminder. So yeah, it's Shabbat.
So again, it could be, it's entirely possible. But the Rambam doesn't use those words. The Rambam uses the words hesach hadas, which means I am giving up on this food. That's what the Rambam says. And I mean, like, heker is not a Rambam term. Heker is a Ramach term in the text of the Ramach that's found in the Bar Ilan, as opposed to my corrupt edition of the Ramach. But that's a different story. Okay? In Chacham Ovad Yosef's Chuvis, Chelek Vod, Simen, Lamed Beis, Oz Hei. So Chacham Ovad Yosef has the following cheshbin, that maybe our ovens don't need a blech at all. Let's go slowly. I actually think this is kind of cool. Their concern at their time was Shema Yechata Begecholim, meaning I have coals. Over time, the coals are going to wane and wax. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stoke them, that like these, right? If you ever barbecue, so the coals over here are still red. The coals over here aren't red. I'm going to move it around to keep the fire going. No? My fires today are constant, consistent. You don't like this story at all.
I don't think it's true that the only reason you have a concern is Shami Yechata is because the coals wax wane. Meaning, if you, for example, the pieces we put, machal ben yourself, it needs to be a certain amount of cooked, or you're going to stoke the coals to make it hotter. That's not because it got cooler.
But what does stoking the coals to make it hotter mean? That means that I see my fire, and I see that, oh yeah, the fire over here is not so stark. I'm going to stoke the coals and get the coals from over here to the middle, and therefore make the food hotter.
Yeah, but that I'm saying, that's not... The way that it was just formulated is that because the coals wax and wane, so Shem Yechata, in case they start like petering out, well, whatever. That's very different than, and then in which case this fire might make sense. But a case where I just want, my guests are coming in 30 minutes and it's still not, so when I want it to be hotter, that's not because it wanes, that's because I want to raise it, in which case.
Wait a second. So the point though is that the Gemara's case is about coals. Coals, by definition, right, they're different areas. You're right, the guests are coming. I might like stoke it up to make it hotter. It's not because it's waning. But coals are something that you have a few things and you're going to move them around potentially. When it comes to our gas ranges or our electric ranges, the fire is consistent. Right? It's not going up and down at all. The only issue is, am I going to turn the fire up? Turning the fire up, Rav Moshe Feinstein has the svara in Simen Zadi Gimel, and Chacham Avadia likes the svara a lot also. Turning the fire up is the same as halachically bringing new wood. If I have a fire, so nowhere in halacha am I nervous that you're going to go and take more wood to add it to the fire. The only concern is shami yechata begecholam, that these coals that I have, I might stoke them. So svara nosenes, that our electric ranges might not need anything at all, because the concern that we have is a concern that they were not worried about in Talmudic times. In Talmudic times, they also could have done the functional equivalent of raising the fire. That would be bringing more wood is the same as, right? Wood is fuel. When I turn up the gas, I'm bringing more fuel. In Talmudic times, they're never nervous about that. Kein Monisht in Shas state that they are, right, never in Shas, as to say that they're worried that they're going to bring more wood. The concern is only Shem Yechata. So I could make a strong case that our ranges and our, right, are not at all analogous to what they had. And this goes back to your question from like 5-7 minutes ago, like to what extent do we make a parallel? But it's very possible that our things are not at all the same. And therefore, maybe for us, just a heker is sufficient. Even if I hold like Rambam, or you, that you need Hesach Hadas. But that's in their scenario, I need Hesach Hadas. But for us today, the concern is a totally different concern, that I might bring more wood or add more gas. So maybe for that, heker suffices.
Is that what happens when you turn up the like stove thing? There's more gas?
I think so. I think when I turn up my stove, I'm bringing in more gas, yeah. But the difference, I know in my oven, I have like the ignite button, right? And then I have like 6543. That's the amount of gas that's coming through. I think so. But does this make sense? I need a physics major. Is there anyone GPS major in physics?
Someone who graduated last year.
Burger major in physics. Right, Burger got a, what's it called? He got a full scholarship to Polytech for like their doctoral program, and he gave up to go into Colonel Young. And hence he's here now. Right, we good? Sarah?
Yes.
So one could make a strong case that in our world, everybody would hold of the Ramah Svar of Heker. And that is really the basis upon which we rely when we have a blech.
Do you think this is a compelling Svar, or you're like, it's a good enough name of Chus, or
why don't
like,
just do Tafas?
But I mean,
is it compelling?
I mean, you could say, oh, listen, Paisar or Duke and Bonek Shabbos, what are we going to do? There's practice. Oh, if you're Tola, I'm not, okay, Shalom Yisrael, it's fine, great. And you could even make it, you like,
yeah, so I think, I'll say it like this. I think the Svara that our blechs help certainly works according to one significant Mishon called the Ramach. Now, who says I should rely on the Ramach? So then now I have my Svara to say, well, maybe even Rashi and the Rambam would use this Heker idea, because our case is not analogous to their case. In other words, right, that's the basic cheshbon that we're trying to say, that in our world, heker is sufficient. Because the concern that we have is a totally different concern. So far, so good. Oh. Turn to Amud Beis. Oh, actually, here, let's begin here. Amud Aleph. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll start 2 lines in the bottom. By the way, from 4 lines in the bottom, that's the case that we just mentioned here. So from 4 lines in the bottom, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Toshma Kirishi Sikor Begesu Be'etim Somkuma Be'mekayimin Elokein Grufel Uktuma Gecholam She'imamu Oshenosan Lana Orishal Pishtan Hareiki Kiktuma. Right, Gecholam She'imamu, that's the case that we saw earlier in the Rambam, that the coals begin to wane, so halachically that counts as ketumah, grand. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmin, Amar Rav Shaya, Katma V'Hovara, Mashin Aleha, Chamesh Chochma Kol Tzarkon, V'Tav Shor Shavisha Kol Tzarkon. Katma V'Hovara, that means I put the ashes on, and then the fire comes back to life. So in that situation, I can do shahiya on food that is already fully cooked. Because I did ketima. So therefore, katma v'huvara, I can be mashin food that's fully cooked. Zakti gemara, I'm a base. Shema mina mitzdamit v'yafalo mutter. Like, what's the chiddush that I could leave fully cooked food on this oven? Obviously, the chiddush is that even though it's fully cooked, but it still is mitztamek v'yafalom, nonetheless, it still is permitted. Right? Achori, that's the chiddush. So the Rambam, no. Shani hachma, shani hacha de katma. Over here, maybe the only reason I'm allowed to leave the fully cooked food is because it's katma. Maybe the iser of shehiya applies even to fully cooked food when it is mitzdamik v'yafela. But in this case of katma v'huvara, I'm allowed to put fully cooked food on the range because it's katma. I frig my hachi maila membra. What's the chiddush? The Gemara answers huvara. It's drichalei. Mahu detema kima the huvara hajul alamosa kamaisa kamash malan. The chiddush of this Gemara is that katma vehuvara is permitted. That I did the maisa katima. I put the ashes on, and then the fire builds up again. I would have thought that it does not help. Kamash malan. It does help. Right? So the Gemara in Amid Beis and the next couple of lines in the Gemara say the same thing, that katma v'huvara is permitted to put food that is fully cooked. Because katma v'huvara, l'cha'ora has a din of katma, even though it builds up afterwards. So ladies, why would katma v'huvara help?
Well, it's just only challenging because it's going to work for Rashi, unless you just say throughout the initial maisa.
So it's so challenging according to Rashi. What do you mean by that?
Meaning the whole point of team in the first place that it's supposed to cool it down.
So over here it didn't. So it should be a problem according
unless
to Rashi.
Unless you say it goes after the first maisa, meaning the initial maisa, in which case you have to modify Rashi a little bit.
But that itself would be hard to explain. Right? Those, according to Rashi, it's difficult. According to the Ramach, according to the Rambam, how would katma v'huvara help?
I mean, it's a heker and stuff like that. Presumably,
So there might be a heker, perhaps. I did a maisa heker, right? But it doesn't help anyone. By the time I'm going to come and stoke the coals, the heker is gone. So maybe out to the Ramach it doesn't help.
Is it that you're actively stoking it or that you're having it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a gezeira shema yachata. It's a concern that I might stoke it. Okay. Right? Shehiya? Well, why is there a concern that I might stoke it? Even though I covered it over. Let's say I cover your fire or I put ashes on your fire. Does it help? Yeah, it helps for you, no? But by the time you're going to come to stoke the coals, the ashes aren't there anymore. It was katma v'huvara.
When we say katma v'huvara, how is it being huvara? It's just like getting out again.
I think these things happen, no? Like, again, we have to barbecue. We need a sheer barbecue. I think this will.
Yeah,
like this is the only way to understand these demons. My guess is though, if we try to set up a barbecue in this room, somehow Nechama Price might have something to say about it. And if she doesn't have something to say about it, I'm sure Dr. Bacon will have something to say about it. It would not be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, we could try it. I mean, it's Talmud Torah. Right? We have...
Torah Umad, you have to understand.
Right, Torah, this is a key in everything. In Kamachin Torah, that's how you need the barbecue and Torah Umad. Right? And I'm sure we could get the five Torot in there somehow.
Yeah,
like,
but if it's too close to Arab Shabbos, you run into other issues, and then you hold by, so I have to be careful
about timing. Right. Okay. But the point is, according to Rashi, it's hard to understand how katma v'huvara helps.
Can we just clarify what huvara is again?
Huvara means the fire blows up again.
But not because you did anything.
I did not do anything. I put the ashes there.
Right.
I walk away. 3 minutes later, I come back. The ish yatza.
It's like a huge ish is smaller than the original one because of the.
So Tosfos in this Tosfos Shmamina, Tosfos makes a deal that the Gemara on Amud Aleph has an expression. It's like 1, 2, 3. It's like 6 lines into the wide lines on Amud Aleph. The Gemara has an expression katma v'nislapsa. And over here, the Gemara says, katma v'huvara. So nislamsa means it becomes a lahava, it becomes like a small flame. Huvaro sounds like it becomes a conflagration. That's what Taisus points out. I don't know if this is correct, or I'll say it like this. According to Rashi, this distinction is certainly not correct. Because look at Rashi, five lines on the bottom on Amud Aleph. Katma v'nislapsa, Zakt Rashi, look at this. This is like my idea, that's why I like it. Katma v'nislapsa, Rashi writes, Chazra v'huvara. Right, that the definition of nislapsa is huvara. So Tosfos, if you look at the end of this Tosfos, it's like 8 lines, 10 lines before the end of the Tosfos here. The Hashtun Asi Shapir, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's 13 lines before the end of the Tosfos Shmamina. The Hashtun Asi Shapir had the Nakat Haha Katma Vahuvara, Ula El Nakat Vinislapsa. The Nislapsa have a Pachos Mihuvara, Vahavula Gamre Kikatuma. Right? Taisus develops the Yasod that Katma. The huvara is not fully katumed, but katma v'nislapsa is fully katumed. But the issue that Tosis is addressing is that our Gemara says that katma v'huvara, I can only leave food which is mevushal kol tzarko. In Tosfos world, right, I should even be able to leave food which is meichel ben zrusai. How come we're only saying food that is mevushal kol tzarko? Right? So Tosfos says, well, huvaro is worse than nislapsa, etc. Tosfos like makes a challenge out of this. But yes, ma'am.
Because Rashi's explanation, meaning Yibar and Laskil on the Amud Aleph, right, chazer v'huvaro, could that help him? Meaning, if you take Tosfos, right, is trying to distinguish between the two of them to say that Huvara is greater and Nislapsa is less. So if you're Rashi and you're saying, what's the definition of Nislapsa, which I'll agree with Tosfos is less, Huvara, you might think Huvara is this huge flame. No, it's much smaller, in which case it is cooler.
Okay, again, it's entirely possible. And as you're saying that Nislapsa, you're saying the opposite of me. I was saying that Nislapsa means a bigger fire. Because the definition of nislapsa is huvara. You're saying that both huvara and nislapsa means a smaller fire.
I'm saying nislapsa means a smaller fire from the fact that Rashi tags huvara to it, highlights that it's smaller also.
Right. No, so you're saying the opposite of me. I was saying that what Rashi and Amud Aleph meant is that the word nislapsa means huvara. Right? So on Amud Aleph, we're also talking about that it became a gigantic fire.
Right.
Right? You were saying, I think, if I understand you correctly, that maybe the word huvara also means nislapsa, that they both mean do they both mean a big fire, they both mean a small fire. These certainly both mean the same thing in Rashi world. So why is it that katma the huvara or katma the nislapsa helps? Right? If I am in Rashi world, the Cha'ira should not help because it doesn't cool down. If I am in Ramach world, I think Hasvara no senes that there's no longer a hecker. But if I'm in Rambam world, I understand by Katma v'huvara or Katma v'nislapsa helps. Because in Rambam world, the fact that I did Katima means I don't care about this food anymore. Like, da-da-da-da, I'm gone. I'm done. I'm going to walk away. That's what happened when I did the Maisa Katima. I'm walking away. And therefore, according to the Rambam, I understand why Katma v'huvara helps. I would argue that in fact, Rashi is saying a similar idea of Hesed Hadas, but Rashi is only saying it partially. Right? Look at the Rashi, Shaini Hacha de Katma. On the days, Rashi, Shaini Hacha de Katma. Rashi writes, "V'goli daite, dilo nichole b'tzmuke." Right? By doing ketima, I am megala my das that I don't want it to be mitztamek. Now that is not consistent with what Rashi said earlier. Because Rashi earlier said that the yesod of katma is that it cools down. Over here, Rashi is using a totally different lumdus. Rashi is saying that the reason why katma helps is I'm megala my das. Right? Which sounds Rambam-like. I think gilui das and hesach hadas is like the same thing. It's just different words. The pshat is azoi. That Rashi can't use his ordinary explanation of it got cooler because that ain't going to help here. Because it didn't get cooler. It's nislapser. It's huvara. Right? The fire is raging. It didn't get cooler. How come it helps? Well, it only helps because I'm megala das. And if that's the case, Rashi says, it doesn't help completely. It does not help for food that, let's say, is kemayecho ben drusoi. It only helps for food that's already mevushal called sarko, but is still mitztamek v'yafalo. Right? So what I'm arguing is as follows, that Rashi holds of the Rambam's reason, but not completely. The Rambam would say, when I'm meisiach das, all is mutter. Whatever was usher beforehand, now is mutter. Rashi says that we rely on Hananya. That means that when the food is meicho ben drusai, you can leave on an open fire. Right? If the food is not meicho ben drusai, you need katum. But that means I need katum that cools it down. If I have katum that doesn't cool it down, I have a katum of a huvara, so it's not going to help according to Rashi. Meaning it won't help in the cooling down sense, but it will still help a little bit in the gilui das sense, which is the sense that the Rambam has.
Is that the same as saying there's like Rashi agrees with the Rambam, just his threshold is different?
Yes. And thus Rashi holds of the Rambam's reason, or I'll say it like this, Rashi holds of his reason, but Rashi's reason is only necessary when it's less than Michael ben Drusai, let's say. Right? Rashi's reason that katma means that it cools down the coals is only necessary. If the food is Michael ben Drusai, you don't need that. I only need cooling down the coals if the food is somewhat cooked, less than Michael ben Drusai cooked. But there's what I would call katma tier 2, which is gilui das katma. And gilui das katma, zokt Rashi, works only on food that's already mevushal kol tzarko, and even though it's mitztamek v'yafalo, it still works. It's a different din, a different rationale. I'm seeing that Rashi partially agrees to the Rambam.
Yeah, but within Rashi, I mean, there's like two pieces. The first piece is like the Mitzvah of Yafelo, and the second piece is Katma V'Hovara.
Right.
So the notion that for Rashi, it's Megala Milso, that was your Das. So it's helpful for the katma v'huvara, but is it helpful for them like the fancy?
Well, that's the case. Well, Rashi says it. I mean, the Gemara says we're talking about food that is mitzamek v'yafalo. Rashi writes, "Shani hacha de katma v'goli daite de lo nichalei b'tzmuke." I'm megala my das that I don't want the tzimuk, meaning I'm megala das that it's not called mitzamek v'yafalo anymore. It only helps on fully cooked food, which otherwise would be mitzamek v'yafalo. The fact that I'm megala my das shows that I don't want it to become yafalo.
So what would you say? You couldn't say that for something that's in between slightly cooked and machal then fry? Because obviously someone wants it more cooked. So how could you say?
I think so. In other words, I think if something is not yet machal ben drusai, so Rashi holds it's only mutter if you mamish cool the fire down. If my ashes cool the fire down, because there's more of a taiva to take food that's not ma'achol ben drusai and make it edible, rather than there is taking fully edible food and making it more geschmack. That's how I'm understanding Rashi. Now, it's worth noting, by the way, just maybe we'll conclude over here for today, and next time we learn, we'll talk about like practical blech issues. Have fun. but if you open up the Rambam, you will never find the Rambam quoting this din of Katma v'Huvara. It's not there.
That's checked out.
That's exactly. That's beautiful, right? Meaning, right? In the Pnei Yehoshua already raises the question. I mean, the Lecha Mishnah on Halacha Zayin, right? Parakim Halacha Zayin. I think the Lecha Mishnah raises the right? Parakim Halacha Zayin, right? The Lecha Mishnah is bothered by the Kasha. The last two lines in the Lecha Mishnah, Perek Yom Alecha Zayin. V'yesh Tema al Rabbeinu, Eichlo Hiskiro, Gam Perek Kira, Amru, Katma V'nislab, Sosomcha, Mekayman Alecha, Rabbeinu Hiskiro V'tzarchayim. He says, how come the Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara? So I think we know Pshat, or we can say a Pshat, that the Rambam doesn't quote it, because since the Lomdis of... I'll say it like this. It's unnecessary to quote it according to the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that Katma means I am Mesiach Das. If that's the case, of course it's mutter by Katma Vahuvara. I'm Mesiach Das from it. So of course it's mutter. The Rambam doesn't have to say it. That's the way I would like to say this. Again, it's a little difficult, and the Kesef Mishnah has a kasha. How come the Rambam leaves the Lecha Mishnah has a kasha? How come the Rambam leaves the din out? But it's possible the Rambam doesn't have a need to mention it, because in Lomdis it's the same thing. Katma v'huvara is the same as Katma v'lo huvara in all the cases. Meisiach das from the food, or I'm megala my das. I don't want the food. So that's why it helps. It doesn't matter if it flares up or doesn't flare up.
We combine both Rashi and Siwanchika instead of a threshold in the Rambam, like we were saying before, just to say that, meaning this thrust is closer to the Rambam, but to say that the notion of making something cooler, in a sense, is a hespadas, or reflects that you don't care about it, in which case, even within the Rambam, once you make it cooler, even if it reignites, that doesn't matter, because it was hespadas, because you made it cooler the first time.
It's not impossible. It would just, I'd have to think it through. I'd have to think through every step carefully. Again, at first glance, it does not seem impossible. Okay. So that is, next time we learn, Mirza Shem, I want to talk about like some of the practical blech issues, questions, comments, observations, jokes. Whether in Yiddish or in English, we're okay. A bracha. I taught my guys a very good Yiddish bracha today, which is that you should have soft bread and hard butter. It's actually known as one of the greatest curses in Yiddish. You should have soft bread and hard butter. Think about it. It's profound.
I don't eat bread.
Maybe we don't have that.
It's a Yiddish curse. Soft bread and hard butter.
That's a curse?
Yeah, of course.
But who likes hard bread?
You can't spread it.
It doesn't spread. It will rip the bread.
It works. It's hard bread.
Huh?
Hard bread
is okay.
Even soft bread
is okay. If you have soft bread and hard butter, that's going to really be a problem.